Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 18th, 2012. I'm recording these reflections from behind the altar in Trinity Church, just a shade past 5 on Sunday afternoon. What a fabulous weekend. The simplicity of morning prayer on Saturday morning was followed by a day of constant activity in and out of the church building as numbers of people participated in getting ready for last evening's fabulous St. Patrick's Day dinner. Corned beef hash and baked salmon and shepherd's pie and fun and bagpipes and dance and fellowship and laughter. It was simply great. And then this morning, we watched and listened as our young people led worship service at 9:30. A fabulous sermon, wonderful musical offerings, both of the instrumental and vocal variety, and plus just the sight of all of these wonderful young people, many of whom are going to be leaving us in the next couple of years as they go forth from this place that has nurtured them and take their places in the land of adults and in college and in jobs and careers, and good Lord only knows where they will wind up. But today has just been an opportunity to reflect on all of God's goodness. I've been happy today. I know. Everybody thinks you're not supposed to be happy in Lent. I was so delighted this morning when our organist choir master picked for the opening hymn, a hymn that's first line begins, "Now quit your care." But I really want to share with you the second verse of the hymn. This ought to put to flight any notion that Lent is all about being miserable. Listen to these words. "To bow the head in sackcloth and in ashes, or rend the soul, such grief is not Lent's goal. But to be led to where God's glory flashes, His beauty to come near. Make clear, make clear, make clear where truth and light appear. Make clear, make clear, make clear where truth and light appear." We've been given this season a holy opportunity, not something laid on us, another obligation, another set of things to do in already overcrowded calendars. The season is the church's gift. We've been invited to a holy Lent. And the season is holy, whether we choose to participate or not. The season is here for our benefit, for our edification. So I invite you, now that we're well over halfway through this season, to take a moment and pause and give thanks for the joys in your life, for the things that make you smile, for the things that make you happy. Whether it's the feeling of sunshine on your face or that certain look that a loved one gives you when you just know that you have connected, whether it is the joy of March Madness or the anticipation of opening day. We live our lives in the midst of life. We bring our best selves to that. And that's really what holiness is all about. It's about wholesomeness, living our whole lives with our whole selves. And Lent gives us the opportunity to remember that we come from God Yes. God created us. And so even though we say on Ash Wednesday, dust you are and to dust you'll return, it's holy dust because it's dust that was created by God. We come from God, and one day we will return to God. And in between, we have this fabulous gift of sunshine and grass and loved ones and friends and work that gives us pleasure and failures that teach us to recognize our dependence on God. We have it all of it. And Lent gives us the opportunity to reflect upon some of it and offer ourselves to God, who gives us this gift, the gift of Lent and the gift of life. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.